Good morning and welcome to The Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. I'm Shubham Batra, Senior Associate Editor at The Print, and today I will tell you why Prime Minister Narendra Modi blamed opposition rule states for high prices of petrol and diesel. Prime Minister held a meeting with the state chief ministers on Wednesday to review the COVID situation in these states and whether they need any assistance. But it turned out to be political one-upmanship, with Modi complaining that opposition rule states have not reduced the value-added tax or VAT on petrol and diesel, despite centre cutting excise duty on petrol by 5 rupees and on diesel by 10 rupees a litre in November last year. The Prime Minister urged the opposition rule states to work as a team and in the spirit of cooperative federalism and reduce the fuel tax to provide relief to the people. Not only did PM Modi single out states such as Maharashtra, West Bengal, Telangana, Andhra Pradesh, Kerala, Jharkhand and Tamil Nadu for not providing relief to the people, he also listed out a fact sheet of the cost of petrol in some of these opposition rule states. He said, coordination between the states and the centre was more important than ever while taking economic decisions and necessary for strengthening India's economy in today's global conditions. It is also important to understand how PM's comments today come on the back of high inflation at 6.95% in March, which is a 17th month high, largely due to high fuel and food prices. The PM accused some states of doing an injustice to the people by not reducing tax on petrol and diesel. He said, due to this, the prices of petrol and diesel in these states continue to remain high compared to others. In a way, this is not only an injustice to the people of these states, but it also impacts the neighboring states. Claiming that he wasn't criticizing anyone, Modi then named the states that had failed to heed Centre's request to provide relief to the people by reducing taxes. The Prime Minister further said he did not wish to engage in a debate about how much these states earned in terms of revenue in the past 6 months, but merely wanted the people to be provided benefits. Referring to the Russia-Ukraine war and its effects on global supply chains, he said that in such a difficult and challenging situation, it was imperative for states and the Centre to work in the spirit of cooperative federalism. Now, what was the opposition's response? Opposition leaders hit back at the Prime Minister, of course. In a Twitter thread, for instance, Congress leader Randeep Singh Surjewala asked the Prime Minister to roll back the excise hike in petrol and diesel. Maharashtra Chief Minister Uddhav Thackeray also claimed in a statement that it's not a fact that the prices have become more expensive due to states. The Prime Minister also praised some BJP-ruled states. He said that they took the positive step of reducing taxes even if it came with revenue loss. If Karnataka had not cut taxes, it would have collected more than 5,000 crore rupees in additional revenues during the last 6 months. Gujarat would have also collected about 3.5 to 4,000 crore more, the Prime Minister said. He also took a dig at the states, neighbouring states of Gujarat and Karnataka like Maharashtra, for not cutting taxes and earning additional revenues in the range of 3.5 to 5,000 crores in the past 6 months. But what really happened with petrol and diesel prices? After a roaring demand for a cut in excise duty in 2021, which is last year, the central government finally relented on the eve of Diwali last year by reducing the excise duty on petrol and diesel by Rs. 5 and Rs. 10 respectively. Most states, except for some in the opposition, which we have named earlier, followed Centre's move with a cut in VAT on both the fuels. Now, despite the cut, the excise duty on petrol and diesel is still very high at 27.90 rupees per litre on petrol and 21.80 rupees a litre on diesel. State-owned oil firms like Indian Oil, Bharat Petroleum and Hindustan Petroleum had paused the hike in fuel prices till after the results of the 5 state assembly elections, which were concluded on 7th of March this year. Since then, these companies have increased the retail prices or the pump prices of petrol and diesel over a 15-day period by rupees 10 each on both the fuels, petrol and diesel, especially after the Russia's invasion of Ukraine and a subsequent surge in international crude oil prices, which has a bearing on India's local pump prices. The last fuel price revision took place actually 3 weeks ago. The price of India's crude oil basket rose to $100.20 per barrel on Tuesday, according to the data that we have sourced from Petroleum Planning and Analysis Cell, as geopolitical tensions escalated after Russia threatened to cut gas supplies to Poland and Bulgaria. Now, what has been the impact of these high prices on inflation? The inflation, India's inflation rate, as measured by CPI, which is the consumer price index, rose to a 17-month high of 6.95% in March, primarily due to the rise in prices of edible oils and fuel. This is the third straight month that the headline inflation rate has breached the upper bound of the Reserve Bank of India's medium-term target range of 2 to 6%. Economists estimate that the inflation rate will rise in the coming months as the full impact of the rise in global commodity prices will be felt in April, along with the recent increase in price on petrol and diesel. Earlier this month, the Reserve Bank of India raised its inflation forecast for FY23, which is 22-23, to 5.7% from the 4.5% they had estimated in February in the wake of the Russia-Ukraine war, which has reduced the supply of crude in the global market, affecting prices. The majority of rise in inflation in March was seen due to the spike in food prices, which reflects spillovers from rising global food prices on items like edible oils and cereals. Overall, the CFPI, which is the Consumer Food Price Index, increased some 1.5%, with an increase in meat and fish by 5% and oil and fats prices increasing by 5.3%. That's all I have for you right now. I will come back to you with more soon. This is Shubham Batra, Senior Associate Editor at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from The Print's stable. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.